So we are returning today to our series on the Nicene Creed, God as the maker of heaven and earth. And if I have any beef at all with the Apostles' Creed, it's not for anything that it says, but what it doesn't say. Some complain, for example, in the section in the Apostles' Creed that we have on Jesus, that we go straight from the Nativity to Holy Week, when there's nothing in there about the ministry of Jesus. And when it comes to God as creator, in the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, and it goes on from there. So the words of the Nicene Creed and the Apostles' Creed are very similar there, but the difference is that the "and" moves it along, which can sometimes imply that only the Father is the creator. But creeds aren't meant to say everything needed. They were written for specific purposes at specific times to deal with specific questions and issues. So the Apostles' Creed wasn't designed to comment on Jesus' ministry, therefore it's left out. Nor is it to say that only the Father is the creator, but it does tell us that God is creator and that Jesus is fully human, as well as our Lord and Savior, and that's what the Apostles' Creed was largely about. But as you know, I've been saying to you that the titles Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer are not substitutes for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We cannot exchange them. God is Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer. But the Father alone is not Creator. Jesus alone is not Redeemer, and the Spirit alone is not Sustainer. Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer are roles of God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the relationship that is our God, the Trinity. God, three in one, and one in three. And so what I love about the Nicene Creed is that it does tell us that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are creator. That this role is not limited to the Father. So, like in the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, we have some sections. In the Nicene Creed, we have three sections, one on the Father, one on the Son, and one on the Holy Spirit. And each of them tells us something about God as creator. So, obviously, in the first section, we say we believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. So God isn't only the maker of heaven and earth, but of everything. Sometimes when we think of those words seen and unseen, we might think of things that are visible to the naked eye, and then small, tiny things like nanoparticles that we can't see. Sometimes we have to see them with a microscope. Sometimes we have to figure them out by the laws of physics. But seen and unseen means that God is also creator of the spiritual beings. God is also the creator of unseen things such as virtues. God is the author of love. God himself is love. God is the author of truth. God is truth. God is the author of goodness. God is good. So we can think of virtues as God created those unseen things that we know exist. But it's not just the Father who creates. We go to the section on the Son in the Nicene Creed, and we have the phrase, by or through him all things were made. That tells us that the Son is also creator. And we hear this explicitly in our Colossians reading this morning. And then the Father and the Son do not create without the Spirit. If we go down to the Spirit section of the Nicene Creed, we read that the Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life. So there is no life, physical or spiritual, temporal or eternal, without the work of the Spirit. The Spirit, by very being, is wind and breath. So the Spirit is the giver of life. The Spirit is creator. In our short Genesis reading this morning, these first three verses of the Bible, all three members of the Trinity are present. God the Father creates. In the beginning, God made the heaven and the earth. That term God, Elohim, is a name and a title, which is a royal plural. He creates the heavens and the earth. If we would go to the book of Isaiah, we see that Yahweh is named as creator. For example, in Isaiah 40:28, it says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not grow tired or weary." Or in Isaiah 45:7, God self-describes thusly, "The one forming light and creating darkness, causing shalom and creating calamity, I am Yahweh who does all these things." Psalm 148 celebrates Yahweh as the creator of all things. And we have seen that that name, that personal name of God, is used for both the Father and the Son. In the New Testament, Jesus names God as creator when he warns people of the coming tribulation. And here, when he says God is creator, he's distinguishing himself from God. So, for example, Mark 13:19, Jesus says, "For those days will be a tribulation such as not has occurred since the beginning, which God created until now and never shall." So God is creator. He said, God created. Jesus, in using that language, is referring back to Genesis 1:1. So from these scriptures and others that I didn't use, we can see that the Father is creator. Paul also names God as creator when he gives his testimony to the Ephesians in Ephesians 3:8-9. He names God as the one who created all things. Well, if we went back to that Genesis 1 passage, how does God create? What does God do as he creates? God speaks. God speaks and it's done. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Well, if we were to go to John 1, we would read this. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that light was the life of people. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it, or has not comprehended it, or has not overcome it." We're going to go to this first chapter of John and a couple more times in this series, but we see it's talking about the beginning here. And who is the Word? The Son is the Word. God speaks the Word. The Word is what creates. Nothing has been created that could have been created without the Son. Tells us that the Word was with God and the Word was God. The Son is equal to the Father. So the Word is both with and is God. Father and Son together creating the world. In Revelation 4:11, Jesus is called Lord, God, and Creator by the 24 elders who cast their crowns at his feet and sing, "Worthy are you, Lord, on our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you did create all things, and because of your will, they were and were created." And of course, again, our Colossians passage tells us that by the Son, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, those seen and unseen things. It tells us that governments and spiritual beings were created by and for Jesus. And we see the ongoing work of maintaining creation is also the work of Jesus when it says that in him all things hold together. So not again, not only can we not substitute Creator for Father, Son, or Spirit alone, neither can we substitute Sustainer for Father, Son, or Spirit alone. So let's not leave out the Spirit. In Genesis, we see the Spirit hovering over the waters. The Spirit is the Word of God in action. The Spirit gives animation and life. And the Spirit is also Sustainer and Renewer of creation. For example, in Psalm 104, verse 30, it tells us that Yahweh sends forth God's Spirit and things are created. And the Psalm, that Psalm of praise lists all kinds of different things that God has made. Natural formations, the earth itself, plants, animals large and animals small, the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars. And by the same Spirit, God renews the face of the earth. So there is ongoing creative work of our God. The Spirit is Creator and Sustainer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the one maker of heaven and earth. They are Creator. So what does this all mean for us? Remember that we have been seeing that everything we say we believe, these doctrinal claims, have implications for us. So what are the implications of the fact that God is the maker of heaven and earth? Well, Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand that we should walk in them. So not only do we see that Father, Son, and created us, but we see that we were God's idea even before the world itself was ever created. So we were created with intentionality. We were created with purpose, and that purpose is for us to do good works. We are created to be like our Creator. If we had kept reading in Genesis 1, we would have gotten to that part that tells us that we were made in the image and likeness of God. It would tell us that we were created good. Every single person has been created in God's image and likeness. That means we were all created for relationship with God. It means that each person has dignity and value. It tells us that each person is loved by God. And though not everyone will be redeemed, not everyone will be saved, no one is beyond God's ability to redeem them. And though, so therefore, we are called to love everyone. We are called to treat everyone with dignity and value. Another implication for us is that because we were created in God's image, that we were created to be creators. That by our very nature, we are creative. Now, sometimes we think of, when we think of creative people, we think of artists and musicians and designers. There are so many different types of creativity. Sometimes people are ideas people. Some people are problem solvers. Some people are inventors. I know there's a lot of times where I don't think of myself as very creative, especially when I compare myself to other people. But that's the thing about our Creator. We were created unique. I just finished listening to this year's recordings of the Wilberforce Weekend, which is an annual conference put on by the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. And this year's theme was all about the image of God and what it means and the implications for us and how we ought to live. And you can still access those recordings throughout the month of July. There's a $49 cost, but that's not per person, it's per group. So if you want to get a group of people together to listen, or your house, or whatever, anybody can sign up to get those. But our being created in the image of God is just one small part of what it means that God is maker of heaven and earth. We have seen that it means that God is in control of what happens here and in the heavens, in both the physical and the spiritual realm, because God made everything. Everything belongs to God. And that ought to give us a sense of peace and hope, especially when we see the bad things going on in our world. I referenced a couple of psalms today, and those psalms are psalms of praise to God for being our creator and in praise of God's magnificent creation. Our world is really a beautiful, amazing place to live. I love being outside. I love animals. I love nature. I love hiking. It's one of my favorite things to do. And we can appreciate the beauty of a sunset or a sunrise or a flower or anything that God has made. The Hesses are traveling to some great national parks right now. They get to see some of the most interesting create parts of creation. And so, because of that, praise for God as creator and maker of heaven and earth ought to have a huge part in our life. Praise and wonder and awe and gratitude and thanksgiving, which is why we're singing the particular hymns that we're singing today. Praising God as our creator, acknowledging God as maker of heaven and earth. So what does the fact that God is creator, that God is maker of heaven and earth, mean to you? How ought the fact that God is creator shape the way that you live? What difference does it make in your life? Do you believe God is maker of heaven and earth? Let us pray. Dear God, we do thank you for the amazing world that you have given us to live. Science tells us that it's coincidence or accident, but more and more scientists are realizing how unique and special our world is, that you made it and created it for your glory. We thank you that you created us unique with intention and purpose, that you created us to do good things. Help us to know what those good things are that you've created us to do, that you've prepared for us. Help us to live into it. Help us not to take your world for granted. We confess this morning that sometimes we have not been good stewards of your world. And so we want to be good stewards of the things that you have given to us. Help us to appreciate the beauty and the awesomeness around us. Lord, we praise you as maker of heaven and earth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for sustaining our world. We thank you that you are in control of our world, that because you made it, it belongs to you, and that you know everything that's going on with it. And that gives us peace and hope when our days are dark. We thank you that you create governments. You make them and you can take them down. May that give us a sense of relief and hope as well. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.